Hello and welcome to the Lulu Island postmortem.
I was going to say this morning on Bird Talk. Ow. I've got GB here. I haven't given them any attention lately. We're taking them out of the cage because I've been cleaning my old house. Thank God I'm staying across the road in my neighbor's house. I've got this cottage to myself to sort out the last of my things to go into storage. Last bits of stuff seems to be the hardest. And this is not even the last. This is the last that I can gather that I definitely don't need until I go away. And then I have to go through all that stuff and wash it and organize, you know, all the things and pack it, start packing. GB, you're sitting on the microphone. GB, come over here. You've got your bum on the... Stop it. I'm explaining to people why the... I wanted to tell you guys. I've had some people reach out to me and say, no, don't shut down Lulu Island. Okay, so here's why. It's... From the start, Lulu Island has been a collaborative station. It's been a hub of people coming and, like, having fun here with me in virtual space and us, you know, making music together, doing skits, having fun, you know, having fun chats. And it's not like that anymore. I still had that to an extent when... Trudy and I were doing collaborations and stuff on Anchor, and now her friendship and I is, I don't know, like, well, non-existent. I get the feeling that she is probably gonna hate me forever. I don't know. I did, you know, do some stuff that out of context would seem like I'm one of those women, you know. Those women. Even if you get someone's permission to fuck their partner, don't necessarily just think that it's all going to be good, because feelings are weird and shit happens. And then once you're caught up, so, you know, all of that's happened and it's taken a lot of the joy out of being here, out of making stuff. I just tend to just ramble on like I am now into the microphones. No, not really much music anymore, not much collaboration. I'm just going to bed, eating my face. Ugh. It's fine when it's gentle grooming, but when GB's biting me, when you bite me, GB, and it hurts, I don't like it, but I know you're saying, give me all of your attention. And Zoe, what are you up to? You're not chewing any of Annie's things, are you? Zoe, come here. They're going off this morning to my new place with my new flatmate. Ow, it's going to look after them until I get back from overseas. And then they'll just be living at the house with him and I. So, yeah, the reason for me going is just... Well, I'm stretched right now. I'm more stretched than I think I've ever felt in my life. Just leaving a house after 20 years is huge. Going on a holiday, an overseas holiday, is big. I've managed it pretty well. One second.
Zoe, hurry up. Get away from that. I can see you eyeing off that cane. Yes, that woven cane. Coffee table thing. Yeah, I got my eye on you. This is why I haven't let them out, because I'm going to keep an eagle eye. See what I did there, birds? I made a pun, kind of. So, yeah, I really want to put some more effort into the Ethical Slut podcast. But also, I was thinking, if you're sad, then have me on your station. You know, like... Oh, hit me up. Well, send me a call in here. If you're not on Anchor and you really, 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 really want Lulu Island to continue, or you want something
that, you know, you can't get from the ethical site or whatever, send me a call in and we'll see what we can do. You know, I can come onto your station. You can call me and we can chat about whatever. We could, you know, play some games like we used to, like call-ins back and forth. I don't know. From where? From Lunar Island, perhaps. Yeah, it'll still be here. All the episodes will still be up. But yeah, I think it's probably the best way because, I don't know, I've got like 10 Instagram accounts and I can never remember which one I've got hold of. I've got at New Lulu Island on Twitter. You can find me there. I'm not there very often. Usually it's when I want to tweet at somebody who's most likely just going to ignore me. But I'm listening to something, I'm like, oh, I'll tweet that such and such. Silence. Like Harmontown. Oh, hey, do you really gotta go online and book my tickets to Harmontown? Yeah, because I'll be available for booking now. So that's why. So this is the postmortem. Lulu Island is dead because I don't want to be an island anymore. The whole point was that people were going to come and, you know, people coming and hanging out on me on my island. I was so alone, but I'm moving away from that. When Anchor found me, when I found Anchor, it was the most isolated I'd ever been. Every single day, alone. I'd see Brad at night and I'd be like, human being. Hang on. Zoe, come here. Zoe. Who's looking for? Not you. That's right, not you. Yeah, so I'm not so alone now. I'm having a holiday for a start. And then I'm going to live near my sister and nephew, and oh boy, even though there's going to be some complications around, you know, too many cooks when it comes to my nephew. My mum and my sister are both parallel co-parenting. I see your game, Zoe. You're going to try to eat my Crocs. Oh, at least that's more desirable than Annie's coffee table. No, I want those. I like them, even though they're disheveled. I don't want to buy new fake Crocs yet. So, yeah, if there was more capacity for that kind of interaction that I first found on Anchor that woke me up, that, like, sleeping, like a kiss. Oh, here we go, flying as soon as I move. Like, well, let's, oh, excuse me. I think that's the first time I farted on this podcast. It really is dead. Oh, now that, what are you guys doing? Oh, my God, I don't know if I should trim their wings before I take them to Lee's place. Oh, you guys. Holy shit. Oh, sorry. Pointing the microphone away from you because the birds are very excited that I'm up and making coffee. So, yeah. As I was saying, without the community, Island as a I can't win. No, Zoe, come on here. What if I put my hand down? Yes, then we know you're gonna climb up and not gonna bite me. Oh, holy shit, bird wars on my shoulders. I'm trying to just let you guys know. Oh yeah, and if I was incredibly abrupt the other day, it's because I have been beyond exhaustion. Exhaustion. Oh, that's why I needed to fart before, because I've got an exhaust pipe in my butt from all the exhaustion. Oh, birds. God damn. They're fighting on my shoulder, and I'm really desperately trying to make myself a coffee. You two, stop it! Oh my god! Just Bird Wars, man. I know people are gonna miss this sort of stuff. But let's see what happens when I'm reinvigorated, huh? You never know. Lulu Island has risen from the dead before. May rise from the dead again once I have a new island to call my own. We'll see. I'm not sure. Lulu the Gypsy. Gypsy Lulu. Yeah. So, I'm going to drink this coffee. And then I'm going to try to rustle up some food. Because, yeah, today, I'm so goodbye to the birdies. I feel very... I've got way more guilt. Sorry, guys. way more guilt about abandoning these birds for a few weeks than abandoning the 14 listeners I now have for this station. And it's not about the metrics, because I've lost, since Spotify, I've lost listeners on the ethical slot too. It's nearly halved. Ow! So, part of it is just kind of dead here, you know? I know you're listening, and somebody in the future will be listening and be like, oh, maybe, or just, thank God, I've been listening to this against my will, and now finally it's over. Phew. Oh, I'm putting you on top of the esky, guys, because I have to do my little, so I have a thing for a teapot, a mesh strainer thing, and I use that to make my coffee. I wasn't able to make it just right like I like it. That's okay. We have bird struggles. Bird struggles. Nothing more than bird struggles. Bird struggles in my heart. What else have you pooped on? I just saw one poop, two poop. So yeah, I look down on my old house from here. I finally finished it all yesterday. Well, I think so. Unless they want me to go and take these other two sticker kind of things off the window. We'll see if they notice it / ask for it. But yeah, it took a lot of delicate scrubbing and peeling and lots of different solvents to get this other one off the window, and also using a you know those plastic door stoppers, the pointy end of one of those, I used that as a improvised palette knife kind of thing. Now we're back to where we were. GB is sitting near the edge of the bed, near me, making sure I don't move, while at the same time watching Zoe get into mischief. Try to get into mischief, and GB likes to watch. She likes to watch the mischief. Until she decides that it's safe, and then she'll join in. I think she's ready to join in now. I'm going to have to get off and... I need to get off. Well, that's going to happen in less than a week. That's right. I'm going to be in LA soon. So I'll be on the Ethical Slut podcast, but also keep an ear out for me on the Grey Wolf podcast, GrayWolf. I'm not sure if it's one word or two words. I think it's one word. And then Rare Todd is another person. I haven't seen him. Excuse me. Zoe, come here. Zoe just flew over to the kitchen and landed on the washing drying up rack. That was good. Now they're both, what are you guys doing? They're just flying back and forth. Flap, 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 flap. You gotta flip, flap and flap. I don't care if I die. I'm gonna flip, flap, and fly. Don't care if I die. I'm gonna leave you this, baby's this. Goodbye. Maybe see you on some other stations.